Back in the mid-1980s in Britain, there were two big issues that drew out protesters. One was a coal miners' strike. Then Prime Minister Margaret Thatcher had threatened to close 20 coal mines around the country. The livelihoods of thousands of miners and their families were on the line, and they went on strike and protest. At the same time, another group in battle with the Thatcher government, gays and lesbians. And what happened? An unlikely alliance between the miners and a group of activists in London known as the LGSM, Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners. The story of this alliance is told in the film Pride.
I'm going to invite somebody onto the stage now who wants to talk to you, and I want you to listen to him. He's a striking miner, and he has something he wants to say to you.
I've had a lot of new experiences during the strike. Speaking in public, standing on a picket line, and now I'm in a gay bar.
Well, if you don't like it, you can go home.
As a matter of fact, I do like it. Beer's a bit expensive, mind.
Stephen Beresford wrote the screenplay for Pride. He learned about this history while he was in college. It was the mid-90s after that first bunch of strikes, and Britain was in the midst of another big miner strike.
And I had an argument with somebody who was saying we should support the miners. And my attitude to it was, why on earth would I support the miners? They don't support me. Most particularly being a gay person, I felt, you know, miners, as far as I knew, weren't famous for their liberal attitudes toward gay people. So why should I back them up, was how I felt. And the person I was having the argument with luckily knew this story and said, well, you couldn't be more wrong, and told me the truth. It told me the story of how this incredible alliance had sprung up. So in that moment, everything changed for me, really. It occurred to me that if you don't have to belong to a group in order to support it, if you don't have to be a woman to support women's rights, if you don't have to be black or Asian or of any mixed ethnicity to support the fight against racism, then we can all fight together and we can all win.
Beresford became obsessed with this story and the general state of the UK back in the 1980s.
And it's a period that I find it's fascinating, like any period of history, where you see huge change going about, where one old world is passing and a new one is coming. And that's certainly true of the 1980s in the UK in terms of its politics and these huge battles, ideological battles that were being fought, but also its culture, and the incredible energy of the British music scene. And it's an incredibly alive sort of period of our history.
In fact, music plays an important role in the film.
The activist group LGSM, the Lesbians and Gays Support the Miners, they always met in the same pub called The Bell in King's Cross. And it was a meeting place for musicians. People like Jimmy Somerville was there, Andy Bell from Erasure, Bronski Beat. They were all sort of hanging out at this place. So that music was, it was really important that we had their music.
Miners forming a common front with the LGSM. Kind of utopian when you consider it, but that alliance was not an easy partnership at the start. The film Pride tells the story of how the two groups developed an understanding over pints of ale and face-to-face meetings.
So you live together, like, you know, husband and wife, but what I want to know is...
I know what you're going to say.
Which one does the house work?
Oh, okay, well. Not what I thought you were going to say.
So could that kind of unlikely partnership happen today? Beresford says yes, it could, but there's a crucial difference between then and now.
Nowadays, in a virtual world, we can connect and know about things that are happening on the other side of the world, and we can comment and make an involvement virtually. Petitions fly around the internet all the time. But the difference is, because those facilities weren't available to this group, they had to turn up in person. And somebody writing about the film once wrote something wonderful. They used the phrase, prejudice cannot survive proximity. Because they turned up in person to show their support, they broke down any potential barriers, any feeling of discomfort. And that is one of the, I think, principal differences of this story and the way that people are activists today, is that they turned up as a bodily, physical presence. And that is what made all the difference.
Stephen Beresford, screenwriter of the film Pride, speaking with us from London today.
What I'd really like to say to you tonight is thank you. If you're one of the people that's put money in these buckets, then thank you. Because what you've given us is more than money, It's friendship. When you're in a battle against an enemy so much bigger, so much stronger than you, but to find out you had a friend you never knew existed, well, that's the best feeling in the world. So thank you.
There's a certain joy that Pride captures in that partnership. Part of it, as I said, taps into some of the vitality of the new wave music scene in the UK at the time.